Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
And it's our pleasure now to welcome in the man that you hear across the country as part of the Golic and Wingo show. It's Mike Golic. Mike, we appreciate you spending some time with us. Welcome into the Usual Suspects.
Oh, thank you. I always love talking to everybody in Houston, man. My first stop in the NFL world.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because when you were here for Super Bowl and I was lucky enough to host you guys with some people and you talked a little bit about that. I think everybody knows you from Mike and Mike days and obviously working with Trey Wingo now. But people that have been in this city a while realize you were an Oiler and you were an Oiler when it was a good time to be an Oiler. And I always love you getting the people of Houston a little bit of your memories of when you played here in H-Town.
I loved it there. But you're right, though. I mean, with the people listening to the show now, they don't even remember me as a player. If they do, it's usually as a Philadelphia Eagle. And some, even younger kids, obviously don't even realize that there was a pro team in Houston for a while, unfortunately, which is a shame. But, man, I loved it there. I absolutely loved Houston. So always look forward to you getting back there or talking about it.
Golic, as a football guy, what do you prefer more? Is it playoff time or draft time? Because both of them have their own merits and excitement.
Oh, as a player, playoff time. I mean, get me on the field in the playoffs with a chance to get to the Super Bowl, man. In all honesty, players don't really, current players on their teams don't really care about the draft much. You know, they're, unless you're kind of a borderline player and your team drafts in the first couple of rounds your position, then you may worry a little bit. But quite honestly, I mean, you know that the team will do their best to try and improve the team, but players aren't you know sitting down and waiting to see who their teams draft. You know, they'll see them at rookie camp or mini camp or whatever. They're not all that crazy about it.
What about as a media member?
Oh, media member. The great thing about the draft is it's for everybody. Like you were saying, you know, I mean, it's all the teams that are involved with the playoffs. You obviously just start out with 12 teams and go from there. So as a media member, there's way, way more storylines for us for the draft because around the draft you have trades and free agency. So from that aspect of the media, I'll definitely take this time of year.
Well, what people like around here is they like to get a national perspective on their local team. And obviously the Texans had that winning streak last season and had some success and then were eliminated quickly by the Colts. What's your overall outlook on the Houston Texans, what you saw and what you expect to see going forward from this team?
I expected better last year, to be honest with you. I had thought they were going to win. I thought they were going to, you know, do better. I thought, you know, be able to go deep. And I still think they have the ability to do that. Obviously, they need to tinker here and there, no doubt about it. I thought, you know, the big worry was J.J. Watt and how he was going to come back, you know, from the injuries that he had. And while he started out slow, we saw where he got himself back to. But, you know, to me, there had been high hopes. I'm a big Deshaun Watson fan, big, big Deshaun Watson fan. So, and obviously Hopkins and what he can do as a wide receiver, he's clearly one of the best in the league. So and that's a division where, you know, who's ready to jump up? Are the Colts ready to kind of reassume again now that they know that Andrew Luck is healthy again? Is Jacksonville with that great defense, now they got a quarterback they feel they can trust, will they jump in back again? So I do think it's a pretty wide open division, but wouldn't shock me at all if Houston was on the top of it.
Well, we're not far away from the draft, and we hear, you know, the storylines that are most common about Kyler Murray, and what's a surprise that you might suggest to folks to be on the lookout for, that something that may happen in this draft, whether it be a trade or a guy getting drafted a lot earlier or maybe somebody dropping that we really haven't heard a lot about yet?
Well, the interesting thing is I think the best quarterback in the draft is Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State. And a lot of people are talking about him going sixth to the Giants. But it will be interesting because if the Giants decide to go defense with that pick, And then what? Then does Dwayne Haskins start to drop? Denver is kind of that next team that needs a quarterback, and we hear that John Elway really likes Drew Lock, the kid from Missouri. So you wonder, could Haskins fall further than that? It would be stunning to me because, as I said, I think he's the best quarterback in this draft. Other than that, I mean, you know, it's always around the quarterback. So what you always hear, oh, this team wants to trade back. Well, that's easy to say, but you got to find a chance partner to do that. There's one thing to trade back. There's another thing to find someone that will give you something to move up to that spot. So it's always interesting if you see that unexpected move to get a quarterback, like we saw a couple of years ago with Andy Reid, you know, really jumping up into that first round to get Pat Mahomes, and that worked out. I mean, you know, I like the draft this year because there's so many D linemen. Being a former D lineman, I dig that. But we all know the sexy talk around the draft is about the quarterback.
Well, for sure. And you know what? I wanted to talk a little bit because obviously you guys have been a staple of everybody here at Gal Media and on the air for a long time. And I'm wondering how much fun you're having now with the transition from all the years of Mike and Mike and the fact that you guys will probably end up in the Radio Hall of Fame someday because of all the success you had. But now transitioning to what you and Trey and the differences and what you like about the new format of the show.
Well, I mean, the new format. The one thing about Mike and Mike, the last couple of years, you know, it had always been radio and then radio on TV. And the last couple of years, they kind of flip-flopped just to TV on radio, and it got a little more segmented and stuff like that. Listen, we were going to continue on that. I was as shocked as anybody to find out that was ending. That wasn't my call at all. I thought we would keep going, but now doing another show. Basically, it's like when I went from Houston to Philadelphia and then Philadelphia to Miami. I'm in the same sport. I'm just on a different team. So you don't really have time to look back and say, oh, man, I want to talk about my time in Houston or in Philly. I'm on my next team. You know, we got to keep playing the game. And I've known Trey Wingo for the early 2000s when I was doing Mike and Mike. Trey was hosting NFL Live, and I was doing that with him. So I've known him. We live in the same town. And then to have my son Mike on the show as well really helps because Trey and I are a couple of middle-aged guys, you know, that every now and then scream, get off my lawn. It's good to have a 29-year-old kind of a hip millennial to kind of keep us cool and give us a different perspective as well. So I think that's been a really, really good dynamic. But I'm really kind of happy we're back to kind of being radio on TV.
I resemble that remark, by the way, so I can appreciate that.
Resemble what remark?
Get off my lawn guy.
Oh, I was going to say, I totally understand. I have to be the hip, cool guy on this show, Mike, so I totally get that. So speaking of the show, I promised a listener that I would ask you this question. So the reviews on the show have been great thus far from our listeners on the station, and they're really enjoying you guys. But somebody had a bone to pick. They said, you know, I tune in. A lot of times they're talking Red Sox. They're talking Yankees. They're not talking Astros. Defend your position. Why? What's up with the lack of Astros talk nationally?
I'm with you there. Quite honestly, if I had my druthers, I'd be talking more Indians because I'm from Cleveland.
Yep.
So, you know, I hope I want my Indians to stick it to you, Astros. So, quite honestly, that's kind of where I sit, you know. But Yankees and Red Sox, you know, being a national show, they're more national teams. But I'm with you. Houston, the Astros don't get the love they deserve. I completely agree with you. And I think those players, and you hear them talk, you know, you kind of use that any motivation you can to get that chip on your shoulder. But you're right. But that's kind of how a national show works at times. You know, there are those national teams, you know, like the Yankees, like the Dallas Cowboys, like Notre Dame, you know, where you just say that kind of covers all bases. So I can understand why some people get ticked off a little bit.
You just made some people throw up in their mouth when you said Dallas Cowboys in Houston. Just
oh,
FYI.
I know. Believe me, I know. Listen, I just threw up in my mouth, quite honestly. Remember, most of my career was in Philadelphia, so I hated the Cowboys.
Well, why don't you I'm a golfer. A lot of people listen to the show and also like to golf. Why don't you fill everybody in that might not be aware of this Wingo Cup that you guys have going on? It's a neat little contest, and people have a chance to not only meet you but play one hell of a golf course.
Yeah, they could care less about meeting me. This is about golfing at Pinehurst. I mean, this is iconic. And so we have a contest through our Twitter page, at Golic and Wingo. You can either tweet, send a picture or a video. The video needs to be 30 seconds or less. Tell us about your best or worst golf bet. And we're going to pick three winners, and each winner gets to bring two people. So that'll be three people, nine people total, and me, Trey, and my son Mike will match up with the threesome, so we have three foursomes to golf. And at Pinehurst, Friday night they have the par three course, the Cradle. Then we have a welcoming party. Saturday, the iconic Pinehurst number two, we're going to golf. And then that night, there's a new microbrewery there that is making special Golic and Wingo beer.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun. Then we're going to get up Sunday morning, and we're going to play the redesigned Pinehurst number four. So it's a golfing, you know, Valhalla here of what everybody's going to do. And all you have to do is tweet us, send a picture or a video about your best or worst bet. We take a bet, golf bet. We take care of airfare, meals, transportation. The Carolina Hotel there is unbelievable as well. And you're golfing on just iconic courses. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a ball doing it. And all you have to do is tweet, send a picture, or a video. All of the official rules are at ESPNradio.com. You have to make sure you tag Golic and Wingo in there and also hashtag it Wingo Cup Contest. To make sure you're entered. You get one entry, so make it your best. And you may be coming with us to Pinehurst for some golf. And for me, having a whole lot of swing oil along with that golf.
That's awesome. Hey, before we let you go, real quick, your favorite memory from when you were here in H-Town?
Oh, my God. I think for my wife, it was hanging out at the Galleria Mall,
yeah.
No doubt about it. For me, probably eating at either at all the great restaurants there, Papado's, Papacito's. I liked all those. I don't know what people that live there feel about them, but when I was there for a few years, I really dug eating. I loved the food.
There you go. You know what? And as much as you loved eating back then, congratulations, too, because you're a very fit man these days, as I see that you're getting more into your golf bod than you are your football playing days.
And I've realized why I'm so fit now. It's because my wife buys the groceries, and I'm worth more to her alive right now. So she still keeps me in shape.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate it. We know you're busy, and people will continue to listen to Golic and Wingo along the way and get into that contest as well.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
There you go, Mike Golic. Right there on The Usual Suspects. Fantastic stuff.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.